Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the top line on page 64. The Mechaber in the beginning of Siman Reish Samech Aleph said, in the times of Safei Chashecha, when it's a case of Bein HaShemashos, and we described in the Ramah exactly what that is, and we'll see more details about that later. So we said certain things that you are not allowed to do during that time period. And now the Mechaber continues in the first line of 64, saying some exceptions that you are allowed to do during Bein HaShemashos. Avo ma'asrenes hadmai, one can take ma'aser from demai. Demai is do mai, things that were bought from an Amoretz, and you're not sure if ma'asers were taken. So Chazal said you have to take ma'aser. So that ma'aser is allowed to be taken during Bein HaShemashos. V'tomnin esacham, and you could do hatmona on hot foods. And as we'll see in the Mishabura, that refers to hatmona bedover she'enamos of hevel, because that would be allowed before Shabbos. Uma'arvin eruvei chatzeros. And Bein HaShemashos, you're also allowed to set up an eruv chatzeros. The Ramah says, V'ayin lekamon simen shin tzadi gimel. Then the Mechaber says, V'mutu lomar le'ino Yehudi Bein HaShemashos lehadik ner lutzarech Shabbos. One is also allowed to tell a non-Jew during Bein HaShemashos to light a candle for Shabbos needs. V'chein lomar lo lasos kol molacha shi lutzarech mitzvah. And so too, you can ask a non-Jew to do for you during Bein HaShemashos any molacha if it's for a need of a mitzvah. Oshu torud v'nechba zaleha. Or if it's something that if you don't get it done, it's going to be a big tzar to you on Shabbos, you're allowed to ask the goy to do it Bein HaShemashos as well. The Ramah ends the sif by writing, V'chein mi shekibel olav Shabbos shol ushtayim kodem chashecha, so too, one who accepts Shabbos early, an hour or two before dark, yochol lomar le'eno Yehudi lahadai kaner ushar dvarim shetzarech. He's allowed to ask a goy, after he was mekabel Shabbos, an hour or two before Shabbos, to light a candle for him or other things that he needs. And now let's go to the Mishabura Sifkatan Tess. So he said, during Bein HaShemashos, you yourself are allowed to be ma'asrenas hadmai. Says the Mishabura, derov amei haaretz ma'asrenhein. The reason why this is permissible is because we say that most amaratzim do take off ma'aser. V'lo mikri tikun. And therefore, it's not considered that you're fixing anything up because we assume that it was really taken care of, but Chazal said you have to do it. But that's not considered a tikun, and therefore that is mutter during Bein HaShemashos. Sifkaton yud. Like we explained, this is talking about something that you're doing hatmana in that is not going to add any heat. Like we saw in the beginning of Simen Reish Nun Zayin, look over there, we explained all the details of this din of hatmana bedover she'enamos of hevel. Note number 9 gives us a little chazara. Shekosav ha'shulchan aruch shom. There the Mechaber writes, Shabbos atzma osur af lahatm medover she'ein mosav hevel. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate even in something that will not increase the heat. V'tam ha'dover bir b'mishabura sham. The Mishabura explains the reason over there. Shema yimtzo es hagdeir tzonenes. Maybe when you go to insulate, you're going to see that your pot is cold. V'artichena agabe ha'esh. And you're going to heat it up on the fire. You're going to do bishul. We're also worried you might go to stoke the coals. Therefore, in our case that we're discussing over here, when it comes to Bein HaShemashos, Kosav Shom, the Mishabur writes over there, Shalom Gozer, they did not make this gzeira. Kevon Shestam Kederos Bein HaShemashos Hein Roschos. Most dishes, as you're going into Shabbos, it's Bein HaShemashos, they're still hot. And therefore, if you go to insulate, then we're not worried you're going to find it cold and you're going to come to do these Isurim of Bishul or stoking the coals. And therefore, the din over here is that you can do Atmana B'davar She'enamos of Hevel during the Zman of Bein HaShemashos, where the Chshashos of Hatmana do not apply in general. Continues the Mishabura in the second line of Sekotan Yud. V'il sha'ar dvarim sha'asam midrabanan chutz me'elu dekachashepo. When it comes to other things that are asam midrabanan besides that which were mentioned over here, din bein hashmashos kemo Shabbos atzma. The din of bein hashmashos will be the same din of Shabbos itself that it will be asr to do. In lo shehu ledvar mitzvah o shar doichik, unless it is for a dvar mitzvah or some other pressing situation, kemavur lakama b'simen shin ben beiz ayin sham, like we'll see more details about later in simen shin ben beiz. Another thing in the list of what you are allowed to do bein hashmashos is ma'arvin eruvei chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yer Aleph V'yochol Gam Kein Levarach, you're also allowed to make a bracha on it. The Be'er Halacha explains the reason why you can make a bracha, even though it really, l'chara, it should be a Safik bracha, because it's not clear if the Erev is good or not, because it's Ben HaShmashos, so if it's really Shabbos, the Erev doesn't work. So the Be'er Halacha explains that when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, which is a more lenient din, they made it Ke'ilu, it was Yom Vadai, and therefore not only are you allowed to do it, but you can also make a bracha. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim B'siv Dalet, B'masha Kosav Nush. Look what we're going to say later on in Siddalin. Umikomokom lechatchila yizar shelo yacher ha'eruvei chatzeros ad ben hashmashos. But still, even though you could do a eruv chatzeros during ben hashmashos and even make a bracha, lechatchila avada, one should be careful and not to delay the eruv chatzeros until the point of ben hashmashos. The Ramadan told us to look later on in Siman Shin Tzadik Gemol. The Mishavur explains of cutting your days. Haynu deshitufei mavuos yeshlo din eruvei chatzeros. There we bring down that the rule of Shitufei Mavuos is the same thing as Eruvei Chatzeros. Again, we'll get to this in Chelek Dalet, but an Eruv Chatzeros is joining together different houses in a Chatzer. Shitufei Mavuos is a similar idea. It's joining different Chatzeros together around the Mavui. So the same din would apply to Gadet Ben Hashmashos when it comes to Shitufei Mavuos. Ve'od Prate Dinim Ayin Sham. And for other details of this din, look over there. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sefkaton Yud Gimel, on that which the Mechaber said, you're allowed to tell a guy during Ben HaShmashos to light a candle at Tzara Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Damiru le'eno Yehudi hu b'chlal shvus. Telling a guy to do molochar for you is a shvus, it's an issa d'rabbanon. V'lo gozru al shvus ben HaShmashos l'tzarech mitzvah. And Chazal did not make a gezeira on a shvus during Ben HaShmashos, if it's for the purposes of a mitzvah, u kiddel lakamon b'simen shin men beis ayin sham, like we'll see more about in simen shin men beis. So that's Lagabe telling a guy to light a candle. Sivkotun Yudala during Ben HaShmashos, a mechaber ozel l'shitoso. This is the mechaber l'shitoso, the svirla l'kamon, the simen shin zayin sefei, with the mechaber passings later on, the b'shabes gufa osra ayidei enu yehudi b'malocha daraisa afilu imhu l'tzorach Shabbos. The mechaber passings later on that when it comes to Shabbos itself, it's usher to tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa, even if it is a tzarech of Shabbos. And therefore, the Mechaber is being very exacting over here, and he's telling us that you're allowed to tell a guy to do the malacha for you, which is d'oraisa during Ben HaShmashos, dafka during Ben HaShmashos, but if it would be Shabbos, even though telling a guy to do something is only a shvus, the Mechaber holds that a shvus is usher on Shabbos, even l'tzarech mitzvah. There is going to be a shita later on that we'll see that argues, but that is the shita of the Mechaber, v'ayin l'kamam v'simen reish ayin vav, sebeiz bahaga, where the Ramah brings over there the shita that argues. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out over here that the Mechaber is only allowing you to tell a goy to light a candle l'tzarech Shabbos if it's ben HaShmashos, and that's l'shitoso. If it was Shabbos already, it would be usher to tell the goy to light the candle, which isn't issa d'araisa. Sivkotan tezvav is going on that which the Mechaber said, and so too, besides lighting a candle, you can tell a goy to do any malacha if it is l'tzarech mitzvah, and it is during Ben HaShmashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, af she'enenu b'shvil Shabbos. Even if it's restam a mitzvah, it's not for a Shabbos need, that's also going to be permissible to tell a goy to do it during Ben HaShmashos, like we'll see later in Simen Shin Ben Beis, ayin shom uva Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaten tezayin goes on the last point of the Mechaber, that not only can you tell the goy to do a malacha if it's l'tzarech mitzvah, you can tell him to do it during Ben HaShmashos. Also, you can tell him to do it if it's not a tzarech mitzvah, but it's something that you're torud v'nechbaz aleha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezayin, Kosav Rashal, the Marshal explains, Hainu kol dover she'im lo yanasa hu mitzayir b'Shabbos. This is referring to anything that's not a mitzvah, but if you don't get it done before Shabbos, it's going to cause you tzar on Shabbos, and therefore, shari lasos ayidei ha'enu yehudi ben hashmashos. And therefore, the Mechaber is saying, that is also grounds to tell a goy to do it for you during ben hashmashos. Avalibi no kev lahachmir, but the Marshal says that my heart is banging to be machmir. In ein lo behen shum tzarech Shabbos rak lo tzarechol. He says even if it's going to cause you tzar, if it's not for a mitzvah, it's not for Shabbos, it's only for chol, it's hard to hear that. Ach, however, imhu hefse meruba, if it's a great loss, o lo tzarech godol, or it's a great need, shari shvusin bein hashmashos, then the shvusin will be mutadur bein hashmashos, ube prat shvus da amira la'eno yehudi, specifically the derabbanan of amira la'akum, the leis bein maisa, as we we've seen that's a little bit more lenient than other shvusim, because it's a shvus she'en b'maisa, on your end it only involves a dibur. The alkein, and therefore mutter lomer le'inu yehudi de'rashmoshos lehadik ne'er yortzeit. Therefore, one would be allowed to ask a goy to light a yortzeit candle for him during menashmoshos if you forgot to light it earlier. Mi'achar sha'olam nizharim bo. Since the world is very careful about lighting yortzeit candles when it comes to a yortzeit, chashvinun kilutzerach gadol. Even though it's not for a mitzvah, it's not really a Tzarech Shabbos, but it is considered a Tzarech Gadol because it causes a person tzar if he forgets to light a Yortzeit candle for his relative. Ad kan lashono bekitzer. That is the end of the Lashon of the Marshal in a abbreviated form. Sivkotan Yudzayin is going on the Ramah. Let's review what the Ramah said. The Ramah said, so too, one who is in the Kabbal Shabbos an hour or two before dark, he's allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for him or anything else that is a need. Says the Mishabura Dafka Shal Shtayim. That which the Ramah says an hour or two before Shabbos is very specific. It has to be an hour or two before Shabbos, and then it is mutter. Aval Chatzi Shal Samuch Hashecha, but if it's only a half hour before dark, Da'oz Evsher, because then it's possible to Bechom Mekomos Yisrael Kibu Aleim Shabbos, that in all the places where the Yisraelim are living, they were Mekabel Shabbos already. So then, Chamir Tfei, it's more Chomer. V'osar afilu lomar le'enu Yehudi she'asa melacha, and you're not even allowed to tell a goy to do melacha during that time. Miu, however, letzarech mitzvah shari. If it will be for the purpose of a mitzvah, it will be permissible. The case of the Ramah, that is saying an hour or two before Shabbos, he just says you're allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for you, or other things that you need. He doesn't say that it is letzarech Shabbos, or letzarech mitzvah. So the Mishabura is telling us that that which we say specifically an hour or two before, that's for stam advar harishus, so then you should be careful within the half hour. But if it's letzarech mitzvah, then even within the half hour, it would be mutter to tell a goy to do malacha for you. V'afilu l'fima she'posik ha'mechaber l'kamah v'sivdalad. And even according to that which the mechaber is going to pass in soon as sivdalad, the achar kabbalah Shabbos osur lavur afilu al shvus b'mko mitzvah, that once a person was mechaber Shabbos, it's ready osur to go against any the rabbonon, even b'mko mitzvah. So how he's saying over here, if you're mechaber Shabbos early for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a goy to do something for you even within the half hour before Shabbos. Mikom mokom le'inyan amira le'ino yehudi lomach Marina and Fame Ibn Ashmashos. Zakta Mishabura, that's only when it comes to you doing an Issa Durabbanan yourself, even for the Bar Mitzvah, it's also once you Makabal Shabbos. But here, whether the Durabbanan is only Amir Lakum, again, it's more lenient because it's only involves an Amira, so then we're not Machmir any more than Ben Ashmashos, and just like you could tell the Goy during Ben Ashmashos to do a Malach of you for the Bar Mitzvah, so too if you Makabal Shabbos early, even within the first half, the half hour before Shabbos, you would be allowed to tell a Goy to do Malach for you, for a Tzarech Mitzvah. And again, we said an hour or two before when you were Makabel Shabbos, you can tell a goy to light a candle for you. Afilu shalobim ko mitzvah, like we just explained, even if it is not b'moko mitzvah, because b'moko mitzvah you can even do within the half hour before. But when talking an hour or two before, it's mutter to tell a goy to do malacha for you, even if it's not b'moko mitzvah. Tekevan sha'od hayom gadol, since it's still very light outside, b'vada yish mekomo shadayin lo kiblu aleim Shabbos. For sure there are places that they were not yet mekabel Shabbos in, va'osin bi'atzman malacha, and those yidden are doing malacha themselves. So you were mekabel Shabbos, but dai lanu b'mer sha'al yidei ha'kabbalah nishbos be'atzmeinim ha'malacha. But if we were mekabel Shabbos so early, way before the other Yisraelim, it's enough that we're machmir on ourselves not to do malacha itself and by ourselves, but to tell a goy to do malacha, even for dvar harashus, would be mutter. V'dai you should know that b'inyanenu arinan sha'atzibur Shebi'iro Kiblu Aleim Shabbos. We're discussing over here where the Tzibur in his city was already Mekabel Shabbos. V'chol Kedusha Shabbos Bal Korcho. And the Kedusha of Shabbos is Chal on you against your will. Afilu Im Echad Lo Yirtza Lo Kabbal. Even if someone doesn't want to Mekabel it, he's forced into Kabbalah Shabbos because the Tzibur in the city was Mekabel Shabbos. V'alkein Kosav Lomar Le'eno Yehudi. And therefore the Mechaber is very specific that you're allowed to tell an hour or two before Shabbos as you were Mekabel Shabbos, you could tell a goy to do do malacha. Because the Israelim were all mekabel Shabbos already, and even one who didn't is locked into it. Umitam hanal, for the reason mentioned. Aval biyochid shekibu alav Shabbos. But if the case was not that the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos, but just one individual was mekabel Shabbos, mutter afilu lomar li Yisrael chaveru shiasa lo malacha. Then if one individual Yisrael was mekabel Shabbos early, he's even allowed to tell another Yisrael who was not mekabel Shabbos to do malacha for him, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yozayin Ayin Shom Atam Mishabura. So we're discussing over here when we say that you're limited to telling a guy when you were mekabel Shabbos an hour or two before, it's where you were mekabel Shabbos together with a tzibur, you were locked into it. So even if it was a Yisrael who wasn't mekabel Shabbos, he's locked into it, and you could only ask a guy. But if you by yourself were mekabel Shabbos an hour or two early, and other Yisraelim in the city were not, you would be allowed to tell another Yisrael to do a malacha for you, like we will see later on. Mirtz Hashem and Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We'll stop here and continue next time. Mirtz Hashem with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.